You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
All right. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride because this is going to be a difficult episode. Difficult because some of you are going to be really happy and some of you are going to not be so happy. And there's just nothing I can do about that because that's the way life is sometimes. Today's Weaver Outrage meter is set to medium, a solid medium. And don't let that fool you. Don't let that trouble you. It's going to be a fantastic episode. You are going to learn a lot because I learned a lot prepping for this program today. And I try to stay up on things and not that much captures me by surprise, but this one did. And it's a combination of a conversation I had with one MSP, a article that I'm sharing with you guys in the MSP Zone reading material list, and some good old-fashioned practical history from way back in the early days of managed services. And I put all those things together, and wouldn't you know it, I think we've got something that we could reasonably say is a predictor, an accurate predictor of what we're going through, why we're going through what we're going through today, and what we are likely going to see in the near term. And the title, just so everyone can be on the same page, is Have MSPs Hit the Salary Wall? Now, if you've been listening to this program for a while, you have heard us talk about, you know, the increase of salaries, that was partially due to inflation. There are other reasons that wages are going up. That also includes the scarcity of IT talent, technical talent, security talent included. And you roll all those things up and you're going to get higher wages. Not surprising. And it's not like it's just unique to IT. We've talked about that before. It's happening all over in tech and in non-tech as well. But it's particularly acute in the tech sector, particularly problematic in the MSP sector. And it has been for a while, right? This is not, I'm going to be very clear, the inflationary spikes that we've been seeing in the recent 12 months is unique. It's real. But the MSPs have, for 5+ years, have been dealing with the issue of finding talent. Like they're just not getting enough good talent. And we've talked about why that's happening. I'm not going to repeat that. You can go back and listen to some of those episodes yourself and hear them. What I'm going to talk about is that rising, that dramatic rise in the MSP and technical and cybersecurity talent wage sustainable. And my conclusion today is no, that wage increase, that wage skyrocket, which we've been on for the last at least 6 months, but maybe longer, is not sustainable. And in fact, there's already signs it has reached its zenith and is now getting ready to settle back down to earth. Now, if you were sitting someplace comfortable thinking, wow, I'm gonna cancel my basket weaving courses in college that I'm taking, and I'm going to go and become a cybersecurity expert because they're really hard up for talent. I'm going to make a bundle of money in that sector. It probably still is a good idea to do that, but you may want to think about and adjust your expectations slightly. Now, I'm going to, again, you know, some of you may be saying, whoa, man, what are you talking about? Are you saying that we're going to start losing our you know, revenue potential as cybersecurity or managed service provider specialists? I'm not saying that. But, and nor am I saying that for the MSP business owners and the MSP, you know, HR people who have been, you know, bleeding green for some time now, trying to find and retain good talent, some relief may be coming. So it doesn't necessarily mean a zero-sum game, right? It doesn't mean that at all. We still need more talent. We still need more managed services talent. And the MSP Alliance is actually going to be making a pretty big announcement at around the time of MSP World in a couple of weeks down in Orlando on the topic of cybersecurity and managed services talent. More on that later. Today, though, I'm going to be talking about a couple of things that have come to my attention that make me believe what I just told you, I believe. Number one, there is an article in CIO Magazine. I published a link to this in the show notes so you guys can read it. I do think you ought to read it. It's a good piece. It's, you know, CIO Magazine is not necessarily a channel magazine, but it is tech and it does cover some really good stuff from time to time. Now, this one talks about, heavily features our friends over at CompTIA, and talks about employment statistics. And I'll try my best to summarize the article. Again, I think you should go read it yourself. But basically what it says is that there was a dramatic, they use the term, and I also agree with it, and I'm using that term now, there was a dramatic slowdown in the growth of jobs, IT jobs in the United States, meaning the hiring, not the creation. We're going to talk about that shortly. I'm talking about the hiring of IT jobs in the United States for the month of February compared to the month of January slowed dramatically. Dramatically. The U.S. non-farm workforce grew by 678,000 in February 2022 compared to an increase of 481,000 in January, according to seasonally adjusted Bureau of Labor Statistic figures. But the share of those joining technology companies fell dramatically in February 2022 to 5,300, down from around 15,300 in January, according to an analysis of the figures by CompTIA. The article goes on, it's not because companies don't want IT workers, though. It's that they don't want to meet their pay demands. Interesting. The number of job postings for technology occupations increased more than 50,000 to 388,000 in February, CompTIA said. So the job postings, the people looking to do the hiring is going up. The job postings. Hey, I'm looking to hire somebody in tech. Those went up. The actual hiring of those same jobs in the same two-month period, went down. Now, you don't need to be an economist. I don't need to be an economist to figure out what's going on. We've hit the paywall. Now, I am going to I'm going to manually throttle back the outrage meter because we're going to get into some macroeconomic concepts and I'm not going to get political. I'm going to really try hard not to go into the politics side of things, but there are some economic features here that are certainly at play. Now, I don't think that those are necessarily important, but what is important is that there is in any free market, there is going to be a limit to which the free market employers are going to say, I've had enough. I am not going to pay more. You're not worth more. This is an economic phenomenon that does exist in the open market, especially when you talk about, you know, things such as minimum wage laws. And again, I don't want to get into that because that's not what's at play here. This is not a minimum wage law impact. What this is for other reasons entirely, the increase in wages being felt all over the world, but here we're talking about in this article, just the US IT market, we've hit that wall of it's not worth it. At that price point, it is no longer worth it. It's not sustainable. The company can't be profitable, and therefore they won't pursue that. So this is the outcome. This is the actual data that demonstrates that this is happening. All right, now you go read this article at CIO Magazine yourself. Come to your own conclusions, but Bureau of Labor Statistics data should be fairly reliable. The analysis that CompTIA has done on the IT specific sector, it seems incongruous that you would have more demand as evidenced by increased job postings and not have the same amount of growth in the hirings. That's typically what you see, right? You have more demand, you have more hiring. That's what you want to see in a good, thriving, healthy market. We may not have a thriving, healthy market right now in the labor sector. In the labor sector, I'm saying. Because we're seeing a decline in the hiring. That's the data. Now let's explain why that's happening. Let's explain it. And that brings me to two bits of anecdotal data. Number one, I'll start with the historical, and then I'll go to my conversation with the MSP because I think it'll make better sense in that order. For those of you again who remember the dot-com era, and I'm talking about the run-up in the mid to late 90s, and then the precipitous fall around the millennium, it didn't exactly coincide with it because it was a little bit of, you know, troubled times in the very late 90s, and it continued on, but. You know, it was around, let's just call it around the millennium, where the dot-com era kind of hit the cliff and then just plunged off. During that time, and then immediately after, for many years, when I say many years, I mean like 3 years, there was a time when we had this same level of wage inflation. It wasn't necessarily because of scarcity, although you could argue that, but you had, you know, just everybody was looking to hire technical talent, especially during the dot-com era. And I'm talking, you know, very kind of, some of you won't remember this stuff, but like in the managed services sector, right, you had tools like HP OpenView, right, which I don't even know if it's still around anymore, but it was a legacy enterprise remote monitoring management system used by a lot of early stage MSPs. And they were one of, you know, several other platforms out there that were in use by the enterprise MSP class at the time. And those applications almost always demanded really specific talent. You know, like they call them HP OpenView architects. These are people who were engineers who would basically take this elaborate enterprise software, stand it up, install it, and then make it work through customization, because it didn't work out of the box. It was very different back then, and it really required a lot of effort. So these types of people, and it wasn't just them, but that is one good example that relates specifically to the MSP sector. They had amazingly high salary requirements. I mean, really challenging how much they were getting paid. I mean, they did well. Really well. I mean, like, you know, young people who had this technical capability, or anyone who had the fortune to be in that highly specialized field, you know, buying Ferraris, you know, sports cars, boats, homes, you know, living large, they were just doing really, really well. And then it stopped. Why did it stop? Because it observedly did. We know this. It's not a theory or speculation. We know that stopped. It came to an end. Why did it come to an end? Because the market had enough. The market said, I'm not going to take it anymore. It's not palatable. It's not sustainable to grow at this rate. We can't be profitable at this level. So we're not going to pay these prices anymore. What did they do? A lot of people went overseas. They recruited and got talent in different areas of the world that cost a lot less. And in a very quick time frame, you had, and these are not necessarily correlated, although they could be, you had the dot-com decline, and then you had also the decline of wages paid to, in those really highly specialized job roles in tech, and they went away. They didn't go away, but they dropped, you know, pretty significantly. Employers, MSPs, went elsewhere. They found cheaper labor. This is not unique to the MSPs. It happens everywhere in history, all over the world. That's what producers do, is they, if they find themselves in an unsustainably, you know, aggressive rate climb in terms of any cost center, right? Whether it's wages, whether it's resources, goods, whatever it is, they're always going to seek alternatives if the growth rate outpaces their ability to maintain profitability. They're just going to find an outlet. And that's what we did in the early 2000s, after the dot-com era. And I believe we're entering into another phase right now where that's going to happen. Now, you could be saying, well, Charles, you're talking about something that happened 20 years ago. Why in the hell would you think that that's going to happen again? I mean, sure, maybe there's one article in CIO Magazine, but that's just one article. What are you saying? And it's just 1 month. It's January to February. I mean, surely there are other explanations for why the job hiring for IT in the United States declined despite the aggressive increase in the job postings for those same jobs. Surely there must be another explanation. Well, if you're not convinced by the historical record, if you're not convinced that what happened 20 years ago with the dot-com talent, you know, kind of wage wall, maybe this will convince you. Now, normally I don't like using unnamed sources, but I do like to protect the innocent. And let me say this. I have known this person for 10 years. They're an MSP business owner. They are reliable. They're not one prone to exaggeration. And it was a completely voluntary expression just this week that predated me reading the CIO.com article that makes me think that this is true, and that this is a more than a phenomenon, more than just an aberration. This is probably a growing trend. And what this MSP volunteered is they have been facing wage growth as well. They are not in the United States, which in my opinion gives this theory even greater legitimacy, greater legs for being true. And this company is going outside their own country to find cheaper labor for their managed services practice. They're going to another continent. Now, I'm not going to tell you what continent they're on now to protect the innocent, but they are going to a different continent than the one on which they practice. Now, I shouldn't say that. They do exist and have operations on multiple continents, multiple countries, but they're a small MSP. So they're not like a massive billion-dollar company themselves. They're a small organization. So I'm trying to make this relatable to all of you in the SMB market. This is a fairly normal-sized MSP, right? Under 50 million, well under 50 million, I think. And, probably 20, 30 people, maybe. They're going someplace else to find talent, to drive down their talent costs. Now, you combine that, someone just volunteering that, hey, look, we're sick of this. We're not paying this anymore. We're going to go someplace else, and we've identified a source in another country that will give us a very good, highly skilled source of MSP technical talent at a fraction of the cost that we're paying here in our own home. You combine that with the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics in the United States between January and February. And then you combine that with the historical record of we've already seen this happen once before in the tech sector, in managed services, 20 years ago when we did the exact same thing. We started sourcing talent from outside the country where it was overpriced. And it had the effect pretty immediately of bringing down the cost of those highly paid positions. The positions did not go away. I repeat, the positions didn't just evaporate. They were just filled by different people. So I began the program by saying that some of you may be upset by this, and I'm not trying to tell you people that you're not worth anything. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that there is a balance, a natural market balance that I think we overshot. And it's now equalizing. It's coming back to normal. There is still tremendous demand for you guys out there. The royal we. The royal we in technology, right? Whatever role, cybersecurity, general MSP, technical talent, there is great demand for you. But there's also a reasonable salary that will be paid for your services. And maybe last year was a period where we saw just a spike in a premium of that cost, of that value, and now it's being pulled back a little bit. But I think all three of these things, but specifically the conversation with the MSP and then reading that CIO magazine article, to me, is just sealed it for me. It that just overwhelming. It can't be coincidence. It's not coincidental. I was listening to a street level MSP telling me that that's what they're doing right now, and then I'm reading Bureau of Labor Statistics data from a month ago, saying basically the same thing. Now, I'd like to add another element, which is kind of more specific to cybersecurity, but it's also relevant to non-cybersecurity managed services technology, and that is the role of automation in artificial intelligence. I've talked about this a lot, and I do think that those two things have a direct correlation and will be incredibly relevant to the MSP profession globally in dealing with the struggles of identifying human talent, because the role of the automation and the machine learning and AI in some of these systems, and I'm talking now, really about some of the cybersecurity, SIM as a service, SOC as a service platforms that have some really advanced automation, AI, machine learning capabilities. Those things are going to be force multipliers that will allow the MSP to partner strategically with the right technology partners and help them avoid the potentially excruciating, human capital buildup, at least at present market rates, until the wages come down. Or honestly, I wouldn't surprise me if the MSPs just, kind of pursue the path of automation and technology being this exponential multiplier, and forego the human element altogether. Now, I'm not saying, and I never have said, that we're going to get rid of all people. It's not practical. In fact, you need a human element to any managed services practice. It's not realistic to expect all of it to be automated. But I think that there's an incredible amount of process, highly manual process performed manually today that can be and ought to be automated. And that list is growing every day, as it should. And there's no reason that a human should be doing a lot of these things manually. What the human should be doing is reading the analysis and doing the analysis on the data, not doing the highly manual work. Because that stuff is A, it is important. B, it's getting more voluminous, meaning that there's more of it to be done every day. And C, the more manual it is, the more prone it is to error. So I think that we're headed in a automation direction naturally. I think that that is going to also have an impact on the wage growth that we've seen. And again, I don't think that it's going to sink or tank the market. I'm not saying that. I just think it's going to have a leveling off and more of a, it's going to be a reality check. And if you're an employee, maybe you're not looking at as fantastical of a salary projection over the next several years. Doesn't mean that it's going to be bad, but it's not going to be at the same rate that we've been going at for the last 3-4 months. And for you MSP business owners, it's going to mean more reasonableness, I think. But all these things are too coincidental to me. It makes me think that this is happening. I'm going to certainly talk to more MSPs and ask their thoughts about where they're sourcing talent. But this is, to me, at least the first indications of the threshold being met of we're not going to pay this much for MSP talent. We're just not going to pay it. We're done with it. We're going to go elsewhere. We're going to find reasonable talent. We need more talent, but we're not going to pay it at those prices. Come back to us when you've changed your mind. And I honestly think that that's what's happening. And I think once that happens and continues to spread out there, you're going to start to see those hiring numbers go up, as I think they should, because we need more of those jobs filled. We need those jobs filled, but only at the right wage. Anyway, it's a complicated topic. There's a lot to unpack there. A lot of macroeconomics, global politics, MSP history, all that fun stuff. But I thought it would be interesting. I found it of interest. I thought it was really eye-opening to put these pieces together, and I hope you guys find it of interest as well. If you have anything of relevance in this area, like if you're out there and you want to come on the show, if you want to stay anonymous and send us an email and just say, hey, yeah, we're seeing this, or no, we're not seeing it, I would love to have hear from you. Just shoot me an email, tell me what's on your mind, and love to have that type of feedback. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.